Welcome to Table Think with Joshua and Carrie. Think on this.
This last season of my life has had many defining moments. No one escapes having these kind of moments. However, most of us try to avoid them. I'm talking about the kind of moments that are extremely challenging, the kind that will change you either for good or for bad, depending on your response.
These are moments when we have the opportunity to choose to purposefully go forward, intentionally anticipating God to make a way through it, refusing to give in to the seen challenges and difficulties, believing all things will work out together for good. The Old Testament records the story of Joshua, an ancient leader who had been raised up to lead the people into the Promised Land. At first glance, we might not see it. However, the first chapter of the book of Joshua describes one of these defining moments. His leader, Moses, had died. Joshua was commissioned to lead the people of God. He had to make the choice to focus on what was in front of him rather than what was behind him, setting his mind on what God said to do, pushing forward.
Most likely, Joshua was not only dealing with immense grief, but an internal struggle, wondering how he could possibly fill the job of Moses. How could you do that? He was such an amazing leader. And it would have seemed he had already failed 40 years earlier to convince the people to trust God and enter the Promised Land despite the giants they had seen in the land. It was a defining moment. Joshua had the choice to either center on his grief, struggle, and what might have been perceived as a failure, or to purposely push forward with the mindset God gave him. God had told him, "This is my command. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go."
The rest of the story is amazing, beginning with his choice to push forward. The thing is, Joshua gives me hope from his decision to push forward with strength and courage, intentionally refusing to allow fear and discouragement to control him, completely giving himself to the command of God. It would not have worked if he had pressed into his circumstances rather than pushed through them, ignoring what God had said to do. It takes the choice to do it. You've been listening to Table Think with Joshua and Carrie. Follow us on social media or check out our website at tablethink.com for more content.